Blog Talk Radio.
Wild and live as this show.
Tonight's show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop out in Staten Island. Come get your shit fried, dyed, and laid to the side. Some Afro Sheen, some Afro Clean, some Afro Fluid, some Afro Do It to It. And goddamn, I got big home. Big. Let me get my first call in. Let me get my first call in before I even say what tonight's topic is. Let me get my first call in. Big home, you want to build a baby?
Yo, I like that fucking commercial for the barbershop. That shit says, fried, dyed, laid to the side.
Some
I
Afro
like
Shades,
that.
Some Afro Clean, some Afro Fluid, some Afro Do It to It. That's what we do it over here, baby.
Yeah, I like that shit, son. I like that shit, son.
Also sponsored by Havana Cigar. Havana Cigars. Come and smoke a fathead with your boy. We got all flavors from mild to wild, baby. Small and big. We got them all, baby. Come in, bring a little bottle and sip a little something with your boy and, you know, kick it. Lay back, kick it with your boy. Big homie, what's going on, big player?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm in early, man. I got my Mr. Mom shit done early.
Oh.
I got dinner on the stove. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to be fully involved with this conversation.
You know, and I got some new ladies, some new ladies that's gonna call in tonight. They want to join in tonight's show. They want to come in. They said they don't want to be the first caller on the air. So, lady, if you're listening, don't make me call your name out. Big homie done called in first, so you can call in whenever you get ready, baby. I know you're listening. Please press 1.
Yeah, I know you told the other guys, to cut these ladies a break because I don't think women, they be scared, man. The guys is too much, man.
Listen, Mark, a.k.a. Chrome Molly, and Little Mark, a.k.a. Good Hygiene. Take it, well, not Big Mark. It's more Good Hygiene. Take it easy on ladies tonight, man. Please take it easy on ladies tonight, man.
Good Hygiene for sure.
Yeah, tonight's topic is when having sex, what is the one thing that can turn you completely way the fuck off, make you stop instantly?
The
what is that one
no.
thing that can make you stop instantly? That shit that can turn you the fuck off.
The word no.
Huh? That turns you off, player?
Bitch starts saying no, she got to go.
Come on, man. Why you having... So what could she say no about as you already smashing? What could she actually tell you no?
Like, I don't know. Some chicks is limited. They like, you know, they ain't as advanced. And you know, when you're an advanced joker, you know, just doing missionary doggy style and bitch riding the dick, that shit ain't gonna cut it.
Okay. Well, hold on. We know what? We got our first lady calling in, Shelly. Sounds like a new name. Shelly, you on the air, baby?
Yes,
Shelly,
I'm here.
You there?
I'm here.
What's how you doing this evening, baby?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. We got you on the air with your host, Steph Dallas, and my other homie, my right hand man, Big Homie. Big Homie, you there, baby?
I'm here.
How you doing this evening, Shelly? Where you calling from, honey, if you don't mind me asking?
From Raleigh.
You're from Raleigh. Oh, you a cow from Raleigh, no? God damn, Big Homie.
Far.
She close to you, Big Homie.
That far, son. She better say the right shit. I can change her life. She say the right shit. I'm going to change her life, son.
I actually, friend requested you earlier today. My name is Michelle.
I got you, baby. I got you.
Okay.
Hey, I just told Big Homie we got new people that's going to call in tonight. She's one of them, player.
Okay. We got to take it easy. She's a newbie.
Thank you. Thank you.
We gotta let the show grow. The show got to grow. We can't keep scaring everybody.
Okay. Well, that's what it is. So, Shelly, you see my topics for tonight, baby?
I did.
You want to answer the first one? When having sex, what is the one thing that could turn you off instantly? What can make you just stop and say, oh, whoa, hold up. Something's wrong. Get the fuck up. Ease back. What's that one thing that can make you stop, that can stop you dead in your tracks?
If there's nothing, just say nothing. Say you just open to anything.
There don't gotta
be nothing.
I guess, I don't know. Breathing hard or whatever. Breathing on me too hard. I don't know.
You gotta breathe hard if you work. It's the fuck.
I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you some stink ass cooch. That
oh,
would
wow.
make me get the fuck up
immediately.
Pronto. Immediately. Another number two, a bitch that talks too much. You know what I'm saying?
I would hope you'll be fresh and clean before you start doing all of that.
Well, yeah, well, you know, hey, but some women,
wow.
women, don't smell it. You know what I'm saying? If it's their own body odor, some of them don't smell it. You know what I'm saying? So once you start, you know, once you start getting into it, you flowing, you stroking a few positions, you know, because I'm going to do a few positions. I'm not a one position. Man, I'm going to do a few positions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And shit might happen. You might catch a whiff or something. And, you know, you might not smell it beforehand, but during the course, that shit going to come out.
And the sad part
right.
about it is I think women are immune to their own funk. Because they be running around like that shit ain't them. They like, hey, you smell something, baby? No. The fuck do you mean no?
I said it a few times on the show. I'm going to say it again. The little stink finger test. I stick my little finger down in there and slide that shit right in between her nose and her upper lip. I slide that shit right across that motherfucker. You smell that? That's you.
Try to throw that shit in her mouth. When she run from that shit, like, oh, you don't want to fuck with it, so why should I?
Another thing is a lazy bitch. A lazy bitch. A lazy fuck would make a nigga get up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the homie.
Immediately.
Hold on. I got two calls on the line. Hold on. I have Tiffany and Picasso. Tiffany and Picasso, you there?
Hey, Steph, what's up?
What's going on, Tiffany, baby?
Man, you know my Monday ritual, all my
work. I know you're on your way to work, and you got to call in for your ride in the way to work, baby. I like that. You a loyal customer, a loyal fan, a loyal caller, a loyal listener. I love that about you, baby.
Salute.
Picasso, you there, baby?
Yo, what's good, Dallas?
My man with two wives. What's up, player?
Yeah, Picasso. I hate when this dude signs on. It just makes me mad knowing he got two shit laying around with him. I'm going to keep it real. Every time he signs on, I get pissed off.
Yo, come on, big homie. Let me tell you something, yo, big homie. You know it ain't nothing, love. I'm trying to be like you,
brother. I get pissed off in a good way. Somebody got
to
do it.
I'm trying to be like you. Wow. You better resume.
Hold on. I got one more call out. JW, you on the air, baby?
Steph, you know it, Steph. I just wanted to chime in and say hello to everybody. I'm going to be back and listening. I'll be back on if I got something to say, but let you know I'm here, my brother.
Ain't you in Myrtle Beach right now, player?
You know that, player.
Man, nigga calling
Myrtle
on vacation.
Beach is nice.
Well, I love this nigga here, son.
You know that, player.
That's a good look right there.
I would just fall back and listen. If you want to listen, just fall back and listen, dude.
Now, back to you, Picasso. Nigga, you don't want to be like me, son. Hunt back, nigga.
Nah, you know, come on. You know, I ain't got nothing but love for you, brother.
That's what's up.
Because, yo, you keep them running all day, night. Stop playing. I'm trying to get them to catch up with me. You got them running the way.
I can get two niggas to stop running and settle down in one location without one of them shooting the other one?
Man. Hold on, y'all. I have another female on there. Chris, are you there?
This is Miss Coma. How you doing?
How you doing this evening, Chris? Where you calling from, Chris? You mind me asking, baby?
Augusta, Georgia.
Augusta, how you doing, sweetie?
Hey,
big homie, you got a lot of mothers calling from your end, baby.
Yeah, that's not far at all, man. I'm getting down there. You know, as long as they ain't in Egypt, I'm a mega. I got gas money.
That's what I'm talking about. So, Picasso, you want to say a little something, Picasso, on this?
Yeah, yo, let me tell you something. The one thing, and I'm funny like this. I hear about the stink pussy, all that good shit. Listen, I can dig all that. But, yo, when you was tapping shorty and you getting into your stride and shit like that, and she start to do one of these, nah, that is not attractive. Bottom line, I'm sorry. And listen, ladies, I understand if your throat is dry, there's ways to actually take care of that. You dig what I'm saying? You can put a cup of water on the side of the bed. You can go down on your man and tell him, yo, wet my throat, anything. But when you sit there and you go, that is not attractive for a nigga.
Amen, sexy. You ain't never lied.
Wait, let me tell you something. The first thing I realized is, nah, don't do that
on
either.
On the dick, though.
Now,
oh, you can do that on a dick. So you want to do that anyway.
So, to be honest with you, if you're choking on it, there's a difference between choking and
yes, coughing. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you're coughing, I'm going to get out and be like, yo, let's go to the hospital. Because automatically, I need to know if you got TB, hepatitis, or something
exactly.
like that. That shit is not attractive.
Exactly.
I'm keeping it 100 with you. That
yeah.
is not attractive.
Unbelievable.
Because if you start coughing,
I got one more for you, too, on top of that. Now, listen, ladies. y'all say this about us, but I guess, you know, niggas may have a problem with saying it about y'all, so I'm going to be one of the first brothers to say this. Ladies, listen. If you know you got Don King's hair that you can make dreads out of down there, or you can put that in French cornrows and shit like that, please trim that motherfucker down. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to be caught with doing that. That's not even a factor.
I'm not even going down there and play up at that hard coochie here.
That shit goes through condoms. That shit will fuck a condom up, yo.
First of all, if a woman is ungroomed down there, she need to kill her damn self. Cause that's
now, some of these chicks got to go let you.
If you're not groomed, how do you expect somebody to spend any time down there?
Yo, because you know what's funny about it? Y'all be talking about, I want you to go down before I go down on you. And then the first thing that happens is a nigga feel like a cat. He got a hairball in his throat and all types of shit. I ain't with that. I ain't going to lie to you. I mean, if you keep it bold, I want you to stop. But just don't start coughing, because if you coughing, I'm out that door.
Yo, anybody want to be coughing up no hairballs?
Yeah, real talk.
No, so you like your shit shaved completely bald, Picasso?
Listen, I don't mind having the bald ego. I don't even mind you having a little rug. But, sweetheart, listen, if you got the cotton fields up in your joint, yo, we got to take care of that.
Yo,
I'm going to get you a rug.
But it can't be that stubble shit either.
Nah, that one, that itchy crap, ain't nobody with that.
I'm about a light season, man. Like a half all the way around.
I take a one and a half.
Yeah, one and a half. If I like that, one and a half will work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, yes.
But a one and a half against the grain.
Come on, ladies, listen. Wait. Ma, you cannot tell us that you don't sit there, and let's say you going down on a nigga, and he got too much hair, you up there pulling the hair out your teeth, out your throat, from your tongue. Y'all go through that. Let's be real.
Oh, definitely.
Am I right?
Definitely.
Especially, wait. And most of
y'all, everybody likes it. It goes both ways. Y'all got to
move it up. Y'all got to stop fronting, too, because some of y'all females eat other females, and y'all know what the hell we talking about.
Well, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Look,
every couple of days, you got to mow the lawn. I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Keeping it one and a half.
Every couple of days, you must mow the lawn. That's just it.
But ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? I like a shave down there. I like it nice and clean. You know what I'm saying?
It's hot down there to have that shit down there.
Ladies, you can always tell if it ain't right, because the brother ain't spend a lot of time down there, something ain't right. So as long as it's right, the brother ain't going to come up out there for a minute.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, if I got to go through your bushes and see a little sniper up in there, I'm out.
Not to sidebar y'all conversation, but this is some funny shit. Yo, listen. My neighbor is a fat motherfucker, and she's training other fat motherfuckers in a workout. How do you get a fat personal trainer?
They motivating each other.
Big homie is looking out his window like a stalker right now. Look at them big pictures.
I'm laughing at these things. You got a fat nigga on the sideline telling you what to do. She ain't doing none of this shit. She's telling you.
They're going to work out together. They're gonna work out together.
That's not bad. That's like having a karate man that don't know karate, nigga.
I had a man I worked in my barbershop, right? This motherfucker was telling me how he was gonna be the next kung fu nigga. He would leave work early, go training, all this shit, yo, for months straight, right? This nigga sensei this trainer this. This nigga called him one day. He's like, yo, Steph, I gotta leave the shop. I gotta leave early. So what happened, son? Yo, they beat my sensei up. I said, they beat the nigga that's training you up? What the fuck is you going to help this nigga do, son?
I'm done with you,
They beat the sensei up.
Yeah, they beat my sensei up. What the fuck you going to do? This nigga training you. What the fuck is you going to do?
Like my son was taking karate lessons. The sensei told me to call him sensei. I said, "Nigga, I ain't taking karate. Your name Clarence. I'm calling you Clarence. You ain't teaching me shit, nigga. Your name Clarence today, nigga."
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. We have Mark on the air. Mark, you there?
Yeah,
Big Park, you there?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, Playboy?
Not much.
What up, homie?
Yeah. Yo, big homie, you a crazy motherfucker, man. Yo, you crazy as hell, man. I just got to say that. You crazy as hell.
Sometimes, man. Sometimes my medication be wearing off, you know.
Damn.
Oh, man. So, Big Park, you know, we got some new calls on the air tonight, man.
I heard.
We have.
And don't
Shelly.
Do your usual shit, son. Don't do what you usually do, yo.
That's not me. Big homie, that's not me. That's ratchet. That's not me.
Oh, all right, that's good hygiene. Okay, my bad.
That's good hygiene right there. That's good hygiene.
You know when he come on, that's what he gonna do, so.
Yeah, we trying to keep the numbers high. He be running motherfuckers out of here.
We have Shelly calling in from Raleigh. We have Chris calling in from Augusta.
Hello.
Hello,
now, Chris sounds like she's a penis candidate. Look at her.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You sound real.
Is this your first time calling in, or y'all been calling in and just listening?
No, they listen. Hey, Chris. Yeah.
This is Shelly. Yeah. This is my second time calling in.
Okay, Chris.
Oh, so know better.
Chris, why you, Chris? You listening, baby?
Oh, good, you had to come back, right?
Yeah, I'm a listener. I listen a lot. I don't say much.
So I didn't even be on your neighbor wall baby. With that cup. Listen to your neighbor, and I'm getting it in and shit.
Hey, Chris, do you be laughing at the shit that big homie be saying?
Of course. Y'all some funny motherfuckers. I don't know where the fuck y'all get that shit from.
Okay, you want to ask the next topic, but Chris, it's real though, we real with it, they be having the people have me cracking up on the bus
and the people be looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with this simple bitch?
it's all real though, it ain't made up, Chris, but big
homie
is a funny motherfucker.
I see Steph at it every day, all day, all every right. day, so it ain't even a surprise.
So Chris, baby, you there, baby?
Yes.
What's the one thing that would make you get out of a fucking session? What would make you get the fuck out of there? Get the fuck up off me right now.
Okay. First and foremost, I am a scratcher. I'm rough as fuck. So when a motherfucker tell me don't scratch my back, time to get the fuck up.
You say you rough as fuck? Wait, so you want to leave? You mean you got? So Chris, are you scratching? Just to be scratching, or a nigga gotta be digging your back?
No, I mean, if he hit me good, I'm gonna scratch his ass. I mean,
yeah,
I don't realize what I'm doing. It's not conscious.
I'm glad you got that. That's what's up. Make a scratch.
I'm not trying to dig a nigga back for the fun of it.
Hey,
if it feels good, I'm gonna scratch. Huh? All
right, if it feels good, what else would you liable to do? Because that shit right there is a start.
Can you put some gloves on or something? No, put on those fucking gloves.
You know what? So, Mom, let's say if I wanted to choke your throat in the middle of sex, you be cool with that?
I love that shit.
You know she love that shit.
Yes, indeed.
Yo, Steph, I'm coming on Monday. Y'all niggas crazy. One at a time.
Yo,
Steph.
Yes, sir.
She just went from candidate to player, yo.
Let me tell you something. Pay attention to how hard you are fucking choking the bitch. I damn near pass out when I tell you no lie.
But it's cool choking the bitch, though.
That's why you gotta lock your hand between his hands so when he choke it, trust me,
Chris, come on, Chris, it's called choking the bitch though.
No,
I wanna choke you till I see your eyes go behind your head, then I'm gonna release.
It ain't choking a bitch until her face turn blue.
You know what? That is really killing it.
Yeah, you're killing it.
Hey, well, if he damn near killed you, that means it was good to both of y'all, not just
exactly.
Not just
exactly.
It was good.
Exactly.
He would have had a murder charge.
Well, the thing is, after all of that choking and me damn near passing out, I didn't remember shit. It's like I had fucking blacked out.
Oh, so he
could have
did you dirty.
Yo, so
that's
the question. I heard that there's a signal sometime when it's going too far. So do you work out a signal?
What, I got to say pineapple?
You have to place your hand in third position so that he don't choke the shit out of you.
The signal is when you bump your head on the floor. It's over.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's when you know the shit went too far.
When he got his hand around your neck, you got to have your hand in between his thumb. So if he starts choking the shit out of you,
look,
pull that fucking thumb back.
Choker.
And trust me,
he'll let
you go.
Look at that shit.
Yeah, that
oh,
sounds like a pro right there. That sounds like a pro talking about putting your hand between
whoa.
His head.
Yeah, that's a little
yeah.
much. Well, you know.
Fucking sensei.
Oh, Lord.
Good talk. Get
oh
your thumb inside there, girl. Just make sure your thumb is in there, girl. Just kick him in the nuts.
Okay, but listen. Okay, but hey, Chris.
Yes?
What if you decide he's not allowed to scratch his back? What are you going to do?
First of all, I'm not allowing myself to be a fucking side piece.
If
you
the penis is good, if the penis is good, you will.
No, I don't
say
it like that, though.
That's a damn
lie. You say
love.
That shit now.
I don't like shit dick, like, for real. I don't like shit dick. If I want my dick at 1 o'clock a.m., 12 o'clock noon, 6 o'clock p.m., when I want it, I fucking want it.
You better be doing
so, I'm not sharing my shit.
You better do hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. We have another call up. Marie, you there, baby? Marie, you on
the
air, baby?
Marie,
yes, too.
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, sweetie?
Hello. I'm fine.
Where you calling from, Marie? Everybody's calling. Which one are they calling from? Where you calling from?
Hello?
Yeah, where you calling from? Where are you calling from, Marie?
I'm in South Carolina.
You are South Carolina, too? Okay.
Yeah,
hey, big homie. Big homie, setting us up. You got people calling from down south there?
Yeah, what's my man's name? Picasso. I need some instructions. I was pulling shit on
stage. Big homie, I'm getting on that airplane right now to come down there with you at home.
We need the manuscript.
Yo, listen. Yo, damn, why just like that down there, big homie? Yo, listen, hold up. Ladies, at the end of the show, please make sure you get all your numbers to big homie. And we will be down there on the down right.
Hey, big homie, you still on the road?
I'm back. I'm back, baby.
Oh, okay.
So, big homie got dinner cooking. He on the show all night tonight.
I'm locked in, baby. I got three fishes on the line. I'm trying to get him in the boat.
You didn't tell nobody that State Trooper story, did you?
Oh, man, a state trooper, nigga, was my number one fan, son.
Are you kidding?
That nigga's like, hey, you look familiar. Did you play ball? Yo, this is a nice truck, man. What's your name, dick? I'm like, man, can you cut me the ticket, nigga? Can you just give me my ticket, man?
So, Marie, baby.
Yes, I'm here.
What's that one thing that would make you get up out the bed when fucking? What's that one thing that would turn you completely off, baby?
Okay, well, can I say this? The thing that would turn me, it's a few things that it's equal for me. First of all, I don't like a guy who can't listen. I got to give you all these instructions. You know, you first of all, you need to know how to find the hole. I shouldn't have to direct you to it.
Who are you?
Hold on.
How old is Maria?
I'm sorry?
How old are you, Maria?
How old am I?
Yes.
I'm 35.
And dude, don't you find the hole?
Are you?
No, listen,
that's
what
you're typing, homie.
Well, yeah, okay, that right there would turn me off. Also now, I mean, you on a 3 slip out limit. Okay, you slip out that third time, you got to go. I mean, yeah, no. Okay, I'm like, you making love, and he's slipping out that
yo,
right there.
Big homie, get her number.
Fucking
big homie candidate. She said niggas are sliding out and can't find a hole.
And then, like,
get her number,
know,
big homie. Please get her number.
And then a stingy dude, like, if you want oral sex, you got to give it back, you know? I mean, and then also don't talk too much. I mean, if we doing what we're doing, let me concentrate, you know?
I got to talk to you.
Okay, hold on one second, Marie. I got a question for you real quick on that. Because a lot of times your sisters be wanting to do that 16 and a half one, and the brothers ain't down for that no more. You got to get busy, too.
What now?
No, she sounds like she a cocksucker, though. They don't have no problem.
A lot of your sisters be trying to do the 16 and a half, and I owe you one.
Not Maria.
Not Maria.
Who cocksucker?
I couldn't hear with you. I'm sorry.
Now, Maria, I got a question for you, Maria.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. If these things have happened to you before, Do you think you need better traction in your coochie if niggas are flipping out?
Oh, shit. I could not do it. Okay, well, let me answer that. One thing about it.
Maybe she got...
I don't need... I'm straight. Period.
You
point
sure?
Blank.
Because you can't tell how good your coochie is.
Sure.
You don't
and
know how good your coochie is.
You, even I can tell the difference between a pussy and an asshole. Now, if your asshole is... Your asshole is just as big as your pussy. It's a problem. So
it's a problem.
All right, I know.
Is it a problem like that, Ma? Your asshole's the same size as your pussy. This is Picasso talking to you, Ma. Don't disrespect, but let's keep it real. Niggas can't find a hole. That means they either slipping in your ass or slipping somewhere else. So I'm trying to find out from you. We all want to know, is a pussy the size of an asshole? Do you like anal sex? How about that for the first time?
Yes.
Well, let me answer the question. No, I don't like that. And this actually,
next
when
caller.
This happened, he was
end
on
the ass. Next caller.
It's
a form of saying no. Somewhere down the line, she's saying no. Hang up on her ass.
Hey, yo, Steph.
Yo, Maria,
finish.
Yo, Steph.
Like he couldn't find it. He seemed inexperienced. That's what it was.
Oh, so wait. I think I figured the problem out. It wasn't that you needed attraction, or your pussy hole was bigger than your asshole, or your asshole bigger than your pussy hole. But it wasn't you just a fat chick. He couldn't find it, right?
Oh, well. I couldn't ask that question one more time. I'm sorry.
He said, are you a fat chick because you couldn't find a hole?
Am I what?
Good question. Are you
it's people talking at the same. Okay, tell me again.
Are you large and in charge? Are you a bigums? Are you big?
Medium size.
What's medium size?
And there should be no problem.
195.
195.
I told you.
5'8".
That's medium.
Maybe he had a little dick.
He was just inexperienced. That's all.
No,
it was.
Or, hold on.
If he had a little dick, he would reach no holes.
Hold on, y'all. Only had a fat dick.
GPS.
Don't you just need to open your legs? You got to open your fucking legs. You just can't lay it with them fucking legs closed. You got to open your legs up and let them get up in there.
Yeah, I don't see how hard it could be because I was holding him up before him. He just was inexperienced.
I'm racing it.
Big homie, get her number two.
Yeah, listen, I tell you what, Maria. When a nigga taking coochie hostage, he don't got to have a problem finding the hole. All of this shit's working. All of this shit's working, Maria. You're taking this shit hostage.
Maria, the next time you just got to do a split for him.
What I did for him was I was like, you know what, just let me out there on top of you.
All right, now were you rolling? Was it good?
when you wrote him, was it good?
Hello? Yes,
when
I'm
you
here.
Wrote him, was it good?
Yeah, I had to make it good.
How do you make it good?
How many times did you
go
back?
He had something to work with. I mean, he had a nice size, but I had to get on top and do his work because he didn't have any rhythm or anything like that. So.
Oh, well, if you
had
a white
man. You had a white man. There's a white man.
There's a white man.
You say he was white?
You
had a white man.
The thing was, you guys, like.
You're
going
to build them. White bar.
And then I saw the thing was.
I told him, was he drunk? Was he hot? Like, was he on?
You know what? I want to say all that, but he was just as sober as he could possibly be. It was like,
maybe he should have got him fucked up. Maybe if he was kind of fucked up, he could have performed better.
He was fucking with Danny Terrio.
Needless to say, he didn't get a round trip.
Hey, Maria, so is it safe to say that you ain't going back there?
Yeah, I was going to say, no round trip, right?
It's very safe, very safe. That's over. That's done.
Was he young?
Maria, are you in Spanish? Are you Spanish, what, Maria?
No,
man,
I'm not Spanish. I'm
she live in, listen, she live in motherfucking South. That bitch is country as fuck. Ain't no Puerto Ricans down south.
Yes,
oh,
it is. Look at that,
my hands
every day.
I'm sorry, Mom.
So, Ma, hold on, when you saw him right there, he have an air corn in his pants when you met him?
Hey, what part of South Carolina are you from, Maria?
Rock Hill.
Oh, she right there.
I'm
right
out there. Who the hell is that? I'm talking to this commercial break.
Yo, Maria, you need to find me on Facebook. I'll come down there and show you some things.
It's
20 minutes away.
I think it's, you need to find me on Facebook.
Well, if you come, I'll tell you what. I won't have to tell you what to do. No one to go slow, no one to go
listen.
Fast.
Hey, Maria,
Maria,
you want to your door? I'm going to be butt naked.
On Facebook. His name is Stephen Dallas Lawrence.
You red bastard. That is not me.
Yeah, wow.
Maria, listen,
you
open the door. I'm going to be.
You on a 3-foot-all limit. You slip on that third time. It's a wrap.
Maria, let me explain something to you.
Hold on, y'all.
Maria,
hold on. We have another caller. Hold on, y'all. We have Mark. Mark, you here?
Oh, no.
Hey, yo.
What
the
hell? You here?
Yo, hey, Vic, on why are you like check up? What the fuck am I doing
here? Hold on. Let me get out of that right now. Hold on.
Maria,
and Chris made a choke herself out right now.
All of them, man.
Hey, man, what's the topic? All right, man, I'm going to leave y'all guys alone, man. What's the topic for the day?
Yo,
what's the topic, man? What's the topic, man?
Yo,
tonight,
what's the topic tonight?
We know your answer,
Chris?
Dude. The question tonight's topic is, what's the one thing that would make you get up off when you're having sex? What's the one thing that would make you stop and get the fuck up?
Oh, dirty pussy. Stop. It's stink. Stinky twat.
She
I
got
said, we're if I'm in it and she fucked, if I'm fucking and then she starts farting herself, then that's the turn off. I'm done with her gassy ass.
How can you control the fart, son? You can't control the fart.
Yeah, but she's trying to fucking make sure her ass ain't gassy before she lay down.
Okay, hold on. How about if the pussy is farting, though?
Hey, the pussy farting, that shit is good money. That shit is, you squirting, you making that shit make some noise. You talking to the pussy.
Tiffany, you get one big sucking,
You get one dick sucking point for me. I like you.
All right. I'm going to catch y'all slipping one. I can't wait for one of y'all to get one of the chicks outside the club. She just came from Friday. She went in the bathroom, took a dump, and she came right to the house afterwards.
Good hygiene. You fucking up everything I like about women. You just fucking it up.
Good hygiene. But she came to your house and she took a shit, and then you fucked?
No, hell no. I mean, she in the bathroom. I mean, what the fuck is it? She been not taking a dump in my bathroom.
Yo, nobody can't shit in my house. You gotta shit before you get to my house.
That shit is, hey, yo, if I was the creator of the world, women would not take a shit. That is a nasty thing. That shit is disgusting.
Screening my motherfucking callers. My callers that's calling, I'm going to start screening these motherfuckers, man. I swear to God, man.
You got to screen this dude. He got to come in the last 15 minutes, yo. You got to give him the last 15.
Hey, no. Put him on a special button where you can mute him and unmute him from time to time. That's what you do.
Okay, I have a question.
Who asked that? Was that you, Chris, or that
Maria?
Crystal.
Yeah, this Crystal.
Go ahead.
Okay.
How fat is your ass, Crystal?
My ass is. Do what?
How fat is that shit? Don't start stuttering, nigga.
You said how clean is it? No, what I'm asking you is, huh?
How fat is that shit? Can I put my drink on it?
No, you can't put your drink on it.
Oh, you got a pancake?
How tall are you?
I don't
have
a pancake, but can't put your drink on it.
How tall are you?
I have big thighs.
Leave alone. I like it.
Wow.
Okay,
cool.
Now ask the question.
Well, I'm actually not big. You can actually look at me on Facebook. I'm not big.
Okay, ask your question.
Hey, I know these voices. I know these motherfucking voices.
Ask your question.
Okay, my question was, you were talking about you don't like the fact that bitches take shit. But anyway, for a clean bitch, do you eat ass, or you just stop at the pussy?
Who are you talking
about? Well, I'm not really talking
about
you.
I'm the whole bitches
sitting and nasty bitches and all that shit on a clean bitch, do you eat ass?
She's talking
to
y'all. I'm the host, y'all. Answer that question, y'all. I'm the host.
Do you
lick butthole, Mark?
No,
do
hell no.
Do you eat ass, or are you one of those whack ass niggas?
No, I'm
not. There you go.
Let me answer her. I will eat that pussy and fuck it and go in that ass, but I'm not licking that asshole.
Did she ask it? I'm not sure that's me, but I lick butthole. Yeah, she asked you that shit, nigga.
Don't even ask good hygiene that one.
Listen, it ain't no way. I don't give a fuck if she sanitized that.
If you ate some ass, you ate some shit.
If you eat some shit, I've never done that.
Yo, she just fucked up the whole visual, okay?
She's going on a fucking date, nigga.
I live there. Are you a whack ass chick? Would you eat lick a man's butthole?
You know she do.
I lick his balls and his dick. That's it. But do
why
that.
You lying like a motherfucker? If a dude eat your pussy, why you want him to eat your butthole?
He lying like a motherfucker.
Yeah, she said, hold on, y'all. Yeah, she said eat ass, Picasso.
She said she eats ass.
No, she said she don't.
I didn't say I eat ass.
She said she
eats
ass. She was fucking dick with your balls. She's not licking ass.
I think she's lying. Any of y'all fellas on here eat ass?
Hey,
wait, Ma, you suck toes?
Mm-mm.
All right, so let me ask you a question, right? Why do you want me to do all this crazy shit to you, but you ain't doing all that crazy shit to me? I don't get that.
I don't give a fuck.
Just like
what
y'all
you
like to fucking ass, but I bet you y'all don't let nobody violate y'all like that.
Huh?
I'm just asking a simple question.
She just asked me a question.
Well, you got the answer.
You don't need that question. I mean, we can talk.
See, she wants somebody to commit, you know, because if she get any air in there and a little fart come out that bone while I'm eating it, she's going to choke the shit out of her.
Hey, I wouldn't do that.
Hey, don't say choke, because there's one on here that likes to be choked.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
so,
don't
hey,
that wrong with a little squeeze.
So, Maria, do you look the taint? Maria,
no,
don't get fired. Do you lick the taint?
He's talking about the butt?
No, the taint is that part between your balls and your asshole. That little part right there. Right there.
Everything,
do you lick the taint?
Huh? And everything from your head to your toe, except your booty. I don't do the booty.
Yo, that's what I killed. She said everything, and that means that's good. That's good enough. That's worth 20-minute drive. That's worth a 20-minute drive.
That nigga said, yeah.
I'm going to get that working out for the sensei. Charge y'all more money. Stop talking and get to running.
I might kiss your cheek. That's about it.
Oh, that's because my cheek is a cheek.
You say that shit now, so I throw this dick up in you. You'll kiss everything I got, goddamn.
Oh, my God.
Wow. If I drive 20 minutes,
I'll fucking
full service.
I guess you must have the magic
dick, huh? No question. No question.
20 minutes, 20 minutes only?
If I got 20 minutes now, I'm going to get everybody in her house.
Can I respond to the question about whether it's better?
Yes.
My response to that is this. I mean, foreplay is definitely a must on both ends. A woman needs to be able to do whatever it takes to please that man. She got to use her tongue and know how to use her well to get him. But he got to do the same thing. Yeah, he got to do the same thing. I mean, you know.
Who's that?
Maria, man, Maria.
That's 20 minutes. I don't think it's 20 minutes.
She ain't 20 minutes for me, though, big homie.
Hey, the lady what's satisfying foreplay for you?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What is satisfying foreplay for you?
I mean, it really don't take all day to get it done. I mean, you know, you can suck on his breast and, you know, go downtown or whatever. Whatever you do, I mean, but make sure, you know. But
well,
make sure
I don't understand. That titty sucking, that shit don't work for me. I'll be gonna smack the shit out you.
Hold that thought, Tiffany. Yo, my lines are on fire. I got a million callers listening. If you want to talk, please press 1. Please press 1 to join in. If you're not scared, to get ran the fuck off by these wild-ass callers I got on the air right now.
That Tiffany nigga said, like, shit, take some penis, yo.
My penis is too big, so them being sucked is ridiculous. I can't do that.
But hold up. You know, hold up. Tell everybody why. Tiffany has extremely large breasts. Right?
Extremely large. What's extremely large?
Yeah, what's extreme?
40G.
So that means your titties can tickle your clit.
My titties what?
Can't rub on your clit.
No.
She's ready to go in on you, baby.
They're not long and they don't hang like puppy dog ears here.
You got Snoopy ears?
No, they not puppy dog ears. No, they sit up nice and firm.
Oh,
thank you
couldn't really get little nigga. I get that money, little nigga.
You don't want to be titty sucked. You want to be titty fucked. That's what you're saying.
Nah, I don't like
Picasso smooth ass nigga.
That's what you're saying.
Fuck with this dude, man. You can't see around this nigga. He come out with the smooth stick. You don't want to be titty sucked. You want to be titty fucked, right, baby?
Yeah.
Tiffany on your page. Steph, Tiffany on your page.
Show my page. Yeah, show my page.
All right.
You got some big saggy ass breasts, or you got big firm, big ass
feet? Big and full.
Yo, is that 20 minutes?
She said, She said they sit up nice and tight.
Yeah, I'm not fat.
I prefer a nice titty woman rather than a big ass sloppy titty woman. Like, you know, they take the fall and they just.
Everybody likes a firm titty woman. A good high
titty woman.
Yeah, I like a good firm titty woman.
It's 20 minutes in the building.
Can I say something?
Hey,
20 minutes.
Hey, Maria.
Are you going down the page?
Hey, Maria. Hey, Maria. Can
yeah.
I tell you
that's,
something?
That's
you
Maria.
Said,
20 minutes.
You said you wanted to answer the question, all right? But one
yeah.
thing about this show, you can take this shit to left field at any time you feel like it, okay?
What could I respond to? Yeah, I answered it pretty much. What I wanted to say is, I mean, foreplay is definitely a must on both ends, but about the breast, if our tongue game right and her sex game is right, you won't have time to get breast, getting titty, you know, sex because you're going to be weak. You're not even going to want it, especially when I get through with you. That's all I can say.
You ain't answered my question. You had 20 minutes.
Hey, Steph, I want to ask that question. Do they prefer a better, a good dick or a better pussy liquor?
Ladies?
Oh, I'm not.
Ladies,
we're
looking for
something like
for the
two.
First corner. Tiffany, answer that question, Tiffany.
Dick.
Tiffany.
Or do you prefer a liquor
Tiffany,
or a
you there,
with
Tiffany?
A pussy?
Do we know Tiffany?
Just got quiet.
Okay, next, Shelly. You there, Shelly?
I'm here.
Sure, honey. A good dick or a good liquor?
Dick.
Basically, I'm just sitting here listening, trying not to cough, Picasso.
All right, answer the question.
Do you like a good dick or good liquor?
Both. Can I have both?
You talking to me?
No, you can't have both.
Liquor.
Which one do you prefer?
You can't have your damn cake and eat it. It's one or the other.
I would have to say good pipe. I would have to say that.
No question. You're the pipe nigga. You're the pipe nigga. You're the promo.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah, give me some good dick in today. Fuck a fucking dog.
Right. She knows she wants.
That way I can play with it and then he can play with me. I don't fuck a damn tongue.
Crystal.
Marie?
Yeah.
Marie?
Chris.
Yeah, baby?
And keep the tongue. Let me see if you hung.
God damn, she got a wrong with her.
20 minutes. I could be there 20 minutes. 87 to exit 80, what? I think that's 88.
I'm right here, legs wide open, waiting for you.
Whoa. What did you say?
Okay.
We got to look this
thing
up.
I could be there in 10 minutes.
Yo, Dallas,
I need
that
right now, Dick. I need some right now. Right
hold
now.
On. Let me Google you.
I'm in my truck already. I'm in the truck. That nigga in the house. He got to find his keys.
Fuck, damn.
Yo, listen, you in Rock Hill, 20 minutes, 77, exit 80-something-something. Let me Google that. I got to Google that shit for a second. Gas is like 4 hours
that
for me.
Right
you know
now.
What I mean?
Big homie, get the fuck
like
off Matt question, man.
Yo, Joe, I gotta do this right now. 20 minutes, man. I'm like Domino's, nigga. I'm eating in 20 minutes.
Hey, Tiffany.
Tiffany, you there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Your name not Tiffany on here.
My name is no Tiffany on here. You changing my name?
What color is your hair?
My hair is brown.
Oh, no, that ain't you.
That's because I was on my first name on
this nigga
page.
Talking about, no, that ain't you.
That ain't you.
Oh, I see who you are. Hey, yo, Ma. Hey, yo, Tess.
You try to hack it to your page, Dallas.
That nigga said,
that
ain't you.
What the hell I look like?
Yo, Tiffany, your last name begin with an O? Your last name begin with an O?
No,
that ain't up.
All right.
Picasso, get the fuck off my friends list too, Picasso.
Told me on your page, guys.
Dang, huh?
You say baby?
That ain't you see your finger on my Facebook.
Hey, big homie, you see these two fucking ducks over here, man, going to my friends, too?
Behind me, I'm trying to find this 20 nigga. I'm trying to find this 20 man nigga on your shit, nigga.
She said she had some 44 G's.
fucking show was 40 G's. He had nothing else.
It should be hard to find, huh? That's your profile picture.
Oh,
one fucking nipple,
man.
Fucking profile picture.
Hey, did we lose Good Hygiene? Good Hygiene is gone. You there? You gone?
Nah, I'm here.
Damn.
That nigga
who
said,
the fuck just
damn.
Said that? Fuck y'all.
Oh my God, man.
Okay, Maria, hold up. Damn.
If you start running a fever in the middle of the night, give us a follow.
Maria,
no Maria. No Maria's on your page, dog.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Y'all motherfuckers retarded, man.
I see a lot of motherfucking marks, though. Yeah, a lot of marks. No Maria. Maria, who friends you are? Where you at, Maria?
Hello?
Hey, who are your friend? Who you?
Hold it. I think I found Tiffany. Tiffany.
Are you friends with Dallas on Facebook?
Hey,
what
Tiffany, you got glasses?
Are you friends with Dallas on Facebook?
Wait, who said that
on
Tiffany?
Facebook?
Hey,
you
sir.
On Facebook?
Yes, sir.
On Facebook.
You should. But before the year over, we should try to organize a show and me and everybody are asking each other to fuck off. Everybody is doing all that shit. Hell yeah, and auction each other off for whatever, a rap, or we donate to the show, or whatever. See, who the fuck really want to show up? I bet you all these motherfuckers
yeah.
don't fucking post, talk about how good they pussy is, how
Come
wet
on.
It get, how good they dick is, all that shit.
Hey, good
Chris,
my
Chris is in
hey,
Augusta, Georgia. She got a beard.
Hey,
yeah.
Tiffany, you said you got glasses?
You got a beard,
yes.
Crystal? Chris?
Huh?
Huh?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I found her. Hey, Picasso,
oh
I found
God.
Her.
Yo.
I found her.
You found it?
I found her.
What she look like?
I found who?
I'm trying to see them 44s. Hold up.
Hold on.
You want to see something else? This girl, Chris, got a nice size freeway beard going on over there.
Beard? What are you talking about?
Yeah, my thing on there. Is that me?
Wow.
Yeah, I hope
yeah,
it
that's
ain't.
Tiffany. Hey, son, that's Tiffany.
No, I'm Crystal Promod.
Crystal who?
She's
Promod.
On my page. Her name on my page is called Crystal Promod.
Hey, big homie. I found the 44s.
And it wasn't hard. It wasn't hard to find them shit.
It's a 44 auto mag. I see it. I found it.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Crystal what? Goodwill?
Crystal Promod. She's one of
oh,
my racing buddies.
I got gas, little nigga.
This is one of our racing buddies, Mark.
Oh, okay. I'm going to knock this nigga head.
I said, Chris is one of our racing buddies. She comes to the races and shit.
Hey, Tiffany, you got a picture on the beach,
Chris,
right?
Yeah, I'm going to knock your head
off,
Crystal.
What?
You got a picture on your page on the beach, right?
Yes. Damn.
Oh, yeah,
you really,
this nigga. Yo, dude, I got 1,000 friends. How the fuck did you find her, dude?
I found her,
right?
Dude, she got 44 G's. How hard is it to find that nigga? Her fucking neck is titty. Her fucking ears is titty. Everything is a titty with a 44 G, nigga.
Hey, big homie, that's what I was looking for, too.
Yeah, that's the whole fucking profile picture of a fucking titty, yo.
Shut up.
That shit looks like her titties is choking her out.
Oh,
my God.
You know what?
Yeah, it is you, Zo. Wow.
44 G's? Come on, man. How you not miss that nigga? How you gonna miss that nigga?
What the? Is that all Hackerson's page?
Hey, Crystal. Augusta,
yeah.
I'm gonna knock your motherfucking head off. You on the radar, nigga.
Oh, God.
That shit ain't nothing down there. I play golf and everything. I go down there and shoot 18 holes and then fill three. And then fill three extra ones.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, these motherfuckers. Hey, Marie, what's up, baby?
I got a request on your door, girl. I said that shit.
Okay.
So I can knock your head off.
Now, I must have missed Crystal. Let me go back.
Yeah, you missed that. You keep fucking with them big jugs. You stay with the big jugs, dog. Stay over there.
Yeah, Promod. All right.
Damn, not you, son.
Picasso, listen.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, bro, man.
I heard you, greedy motherfucker.
I'm trying to get some love.
Oh, the goddamn.
Shit, man. Shut your mouth,
man. Fuck it, man. God damn.
I got all that flash that niggas got on your page. I be trying to be quiet about my bitch, but y'all niggas got the heavy headers I see, huh?
Who
the
hell
nigga
right?
What? Yo, Steph, you are definitely my nigga to the end, bro. You got a lot of beautiful things, huh?
Steph got some hammers. Steph got some hammers over there, boy.
Nah, brother, I see you got a lot of nice things. Really? All right. Yo, big homie. You know, I'm sending you that friend request right now.
Leave her alone right now. You got a lot of things going on your own. You don't need nothing else. Leave her alone.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Marie, where you at, baby? You there?
Yeah, I'm right here. You can find me on Facebook under Karen Lisa Cunningham.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll be doing this right now.
Karen Lisa Cunningham.
Yeah, Karen Lisa Cunningham.
I got to go find this big jug, nigga. I got to see it for myself. I can't hear the secondhand shit. I got to see it for myself, trust me.
Oh, wow. That's you with the hair in front of your face?
Yes, huh?
Yeah.
All right, listen, we will be taking...
Is she new to the radio?
Yes, she's new to the radio.
We got a new girl online?
No, her name.
Oh, you're a... She's a stripper. I love you, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to log in. Send me a
friend
request.
That's Maria?
I'll accept it.
Yo, listen. Yo, can I be honest with you, Ma? After you finish getting the stuff and down this number, my name is Picasso. I'll wait.
This nigga.
Don't do it here, man.
Yo, hold up. Maria gave me a phony name and gave y'all the real name?
Yeah, I didn't just give my name because I didn't know what was going on, but y'all cool.
What's your name now?
I just told you.
My name's Carlisa.
Yo, listen, you know what? You gave me the bogus shit. Fuck you. Now you stuck in wet penis. You stuck in wet penis land. That's a big homie. I'm right here next to you. Them niggas is 1,500 miles away. I'm 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes, that's it.
you came in friend request, Carolisa. That shit private as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You can friend request me.
No, you can't. I just inbox you. You can't phone because you get inboxed, though.
Oh, she got that shit private. That means she ain't witness protection on your page, baby.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me put it public. I thought it was public.
Oh,
okay,
she's no witness protection, yo.
Public, you can send me a friend
request. Don't worry, baby, I inboxed you. Just send me a request.
She's in the witness protection program, you know.
She witness protection program, bring homie?
No question. She got shit locked down like that. She on the low.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yo, great fucking show tonight so far. Where my good man, Good Hygiene, at? Good Hygiene is gone?
Yeah. Yo, that saved the show right there, yo.
Hey, Chris.
Chris,
we arrested that sister, man. Why she ain't calling to the show tonight?
She's in the country. Her phone won't even pick up down there.
Oh, that's right. She's in the fucking country. Hey. All y'all niggas in the country down there.
Hey, Crystal. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
You want me to do something to that nigga that was stoking you?
What you gonna do to him?
I don't give a fuck what you do, so I ain't tapping into my thing. Yo, listen, my line's lighting up like Manhattan skyline. Please press 1 if you want to join in. I got a lot of y'all listening, and all of you want to join in. Now, you must press 1 to join in and join in the conversation, y'all. Thank you.
And every y'all make sure we get choked out again.
Oh, my God, man. Great motherfucker show tonight, man. Great show tonight. Shelly, what's going on, baby?
Nothing. What's going on?
How's that Christian life treating you, baby?
Her name was Condoleezza Rice. What you say her name was?
It ain't no Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza.
Who, Lisa?
Yeah.
Kara
Lisa.
Oh, that's an alias too. You can't tell me that. No.
You get my inbox, Kara Lisa.
My name is Kara Lisa Marie. It wasn't Tony. I just gave my middle name.
Wow. Okay, what's your last name?
Cunningham.
All right, Richie. Oh, that little nigga. Oh shit.
Well, I put it to public where you can send me a friend request if you like.
Tell me to cut
it down.
You know what?
Yeah, that shit's like four times.
You
can't
get it. You might cancel after that. You want to get it?
Rock Hill, son. Rock Hill.
Oh, Rock Hill.
Rock Hill.
Right.
That's too far for you, son.
Matter of fact, I'm gassing up the pacer right now.
Hey, Kara Lisa.
Yeah.
I'll be headed that way the weekend of July 3rd.
Yeah, she'll be spread eagle by then, dog. It'll be
July
all 3rd? Over by then.
Hey, Big Bang.
I'm sorry.
Man,
I mean
July 3rd.
Then, I mean November 3rd. November 3rd.
Man, that's motherfucking 18 months from now, man.
You're all over by that time. By that time, she's in the Allen Tunnel. By the time that you have a good hygiene, that should be the Holland Tunnel, dog. We know
good hygiene. Good hygiene is gone, sir. Good hygiene is gone.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's you, Mark?
Yeah, that's Big Mark there. Yeah.
Oh, Big Mark throwing shots at a nigga?
Oh, wow.
I never heard of Big Mark throwing shots at a nigga, yo.
Oh, my God, man. Y'all
still hot.
Man. So, yo, let's get back on these topics for tonight, man.
Get back to the topic, Back to the topic.
Hey, ladies. Like,
that nigga's
like
all worked up this shit.
Like I was saying earlier, for y'all new ones that's calling in, we don't always stick to the topic at hand. We go to left field, right field, whatever.
We never stick to the topic at hand. Like always. We never.
It stay on the topic for about 10, 15, 20 minutes.
That shit always go left.
All over the fucking place.
I got a question for you, ladies. Ladies, how many ladies we got on the line? Sound off.
We have Tiffany. We have Shelly. We have Chris. And we have Marie.
Okay. All right, ladies. Is there a reason why y'all always overlooking the good guys? Why the UPS guy? Y'all will say y'all will date the UPS guy, but the UPS guy don't get no pussy. Why is that?
I fuck the shit out of the UPS guy.
You say that, but why the UPS guy don't get as much love as the street do?
Let me have that one.
Before your ladies answer, let me just put my new call in the air. Yo, Black, you on the air. Black, you there? We got Black in there. Black, you there? Okay.
Black ain't here. Get it, ladies.
Black is gone.
Wait a minute. Somebody wants this question personally. So let
her
ask.
Yes. Me,
that's you, Maria? That's you, Kara Lisa? Okay. You fuck this up. Stick to Marie, baby.
I mean, real talk. Okay, well, real talk, because the UPS guy, the good guy's really not good at bad. We all know it's the bad boys who know how to beat it up and tear it down.
Ain't no good guy to beat it up.
That ain't, hold on. I'm a fucking good guy with bad guy tendencies.
Oh, no, Dallas, not.
What? What? Don't start that shit, big homie.
Oh my God, y'all
are so out of order. 225? Okay, so go ahead, Maria. You saying what now? You saying that, baby?
I said, because 9 times out of 10, the good guy, he's not good in bed. It's like,
how do you know if you only fuck one of them?
Because I have.
and then it's usually the bad guy who's great in bed but not worth a darn.
So what okay. you keep fucking the bad guy?
Pretty much.
So you
can take the good guy home to mama. Right?
Well, that's you know what?
Did
I ever tell you I ain't got no job but I'm on welfare and shit? The nickels and dimes on the street.
Oh God.
Yo, am I
so
back?
What you trying to say? You a tad up there, huh?
What, I from the rooter to the cooter?
Hey, Seth. Hey,
sir.
Seth. I'm on Facebook as an alias. You know that's my alias, right?
Yeah.
What? I know that's your alias, sir. I know that's your alias, sir.
You got real talk to back. I gotta be good in bed. That's all he got.
So let's okay. Let's get to the point then. So you rather fucking stick with a raggedy no good nigga with good dick who ain't worth shit, or stick with a good nigga who got A-OK cock?
Oh, no, I'm gonna stick with the good dude. I'm just answering the question. That's just the real truth, though.
I'm asking you. That's what you rather have.
Hold on. You stay with the good dude.
Yeah, I'm
going to
stick with the good dude.
But still, get some side
pieces,
though.
Fuck me on the side, the good dick nigga.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Got to keep him. I'm going to save another song.
Hold up. So you basically, you'll keep the good guy around and build a house and all that good stuff with him, husband and wife type shit. But with the bad dude, you'll fuck him on the side because he got good dick and he ain't worth a thing.
Yeah, but Kyle, so that means you can buy her everything she wants. Let her fuck me. Ready?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan to me. That sounds like a plan to me. Okay, Picasso buy some shit.
Come on.
I'm just wild. Okay, wow. I know you're not wild, son, the way you living. I know you ain't over there like wild nothing. Picasso, knock it off, man. Come on. You set the bar very high, nigga.
Nah, I'm wild because Shirley Bell, I like that.
Nah, she kept it real.
That's that slick talk. She going to keep the nigga who going to put up on
no question.
And then she going to fuck the dirty dick nigga on the side.
That's what, I'm going to throw my dick down the throat. 20 minutes.
All I say is just get the producers your numbers and somebody will get in contact with you.
Yeah, all she got to do, she knows what she got to do. I'm on a page right now. All you got to do is do what you need to do. 20 minutes, nigga. Man. I ain't playing. The joke is over. This is serious shit. You're on my page. Do what you got to do and watch me change your insides, nigga.
Painful thing.
Oh, rearrange the furniture in that motherfucker.
Great motherfucker.
Going from the bed to the floor to the wall. Furniture is going to be moved, nigga.
What about the shower?
Wherever. I ain't got no limitations, nigga. What's your sign, Crystal? Crystal, what's your sign?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your
sign, baby?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, you're a fish? You're kind of corny. Well, I can make you live, though.
Okay, yeah. Ladies, my new lady that's on the air, have any of you ladies had a one-night stand?
Of course.
That's the lady.
No.
The one that said he keeps slipping out. That was the one night stand.
That's the real
one.
No,
it sure was. The one night stand. That's probably the most stand.
Hey, Chris, have you ever had a one night stand? Chris, you there? Did we lose Chris?
We might have lost him.
Might have lost Chris. He in the fucking country too. How about
you,
Shelly?
She like shit. Take something.
I said no.
She said no. Okay.
Come on,
though.
Don't be
lying
now.
Yeah. You said no.
Shelly said no.
Shelly said no. About Tiffany? Because Tiffany like she'd take some penis, yo.
I didn't want
to
say that.
Because you sound like you aggressive. Like, when they go to sleep and shit, He going to wake up with some dick, with his dick in some.
Nah.
Damn, so we got all no's on the line tonight?
Come on, man.
Can I answer the question?
Yes. This is a grown and adult show. We
That's
are
right.
not judging y'all.
Well,
I had a few fucking one-night stands. The bitch had a few, too.
This might open some doors right here, yo.
You know what I'm saying? If I had a one-night stand, she had a one-night stand. The man can't have him by himself.
That's right.
That's true.
That's right.
Nobody fucking lying.
Crystal.
Everybody lying. You know that.
I'm not lying.
20 minutes.
Because you look at this on the phone, don't mean nothing.
20 minutes.
Can I
respond? 20 minutes.
That's within 20 minutes, big homie? You be there in 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
Oh, my God, man.
What's up? Can y'all hear me?
Hey,
big homie, don't let it be a one-night stand.
Hey, listen, I don't give a fuck what it is. After I'm doing what I'm doing, after I'm finished doing what I got to do, it's your decision. I'm like motherfucking Drake. All I need to do is see how good it is one time.
Listen, hey, my thing is this. Come when I come or come when I come back.
Oh, wow.
Y'all might have to steal that, yo. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm going to have to use that one, yo. I'm going to have to go with that one time.
That's my shit right there.
Hold on. She said she's a dancer. Where you danced at, Lisa Cunningham?
We supposed to do private parties.
They gave her
12
names, man.
We must do
private parties and ATL. We may go to
Have
Raleigh.
You ever danced? Have you ever danced at Clover, South Carolina?
No.
You know about that spot in Clover?
No, I don't know about that.
No, she said she do private shows like underground shit, dude.
She's a secret squirrel.
So you don't do
clubs in ATL, huh?
Private parties and stuff like that.
So, Steph, that little rendezvous that you're supposed to be hooking up, we're going to hook her up with that one, sir.
Yeah, can I respond to that question? Y'all asked about the one-night stand. Can I respond to that question about the one-night stand?
You can do whatever the fuck you want to do, baby.
Sure, go right ahead.
I'm going to be real. I'm a woman. I mean, being single, that's what I operate on. This is the thing. It's a one-night stand. If you please me, then we'll schedule another appointment. So it's a one-night stand.
If the shit is good, you're going to come back. So it ain't really considered a one-night stand.
Exactly.
A one-night stand. Fuck all that. Have you ever had a one-night stand? You met a nigga in the club and you fucked in the same night? Fuck all that relationship shit. Have you?
Some niggas may not be coming back in the middle of the night.
At the same time. Shelly, you there, baby?
I didn't hear you.
I'm here.
I didn't hear you.
I said, forget all of relationship stuff, right? If you have one night stand, they say if you fuck up, get out the one night stand. It's not considered a one night stand because you kept eating up and having sexual fornication. Have you ever had a one night stand where you just met him in the club or met him in the mall or whatever and y'all smashed the same night? Has it ever happened?
What happened?
If you don't get your head and phone out the fucking fishbowl.
Yeah, somebody is watching
with somebody you just met.
Who are you asking that question to?
Chris?
Chris.
No, don't be lying. Do not be lying.
Chris, do
we have a lot of chatter going on, Mario?
So who is that?
He told me, is that you fucking mashing mashed potatoes over there or something?
No, I'm sitting on the couch. I'm finished. Somebody playing pole position. That shit sound like.
Nobody got no fucking Atari 2600 on here. I hope not.
That's Tiffany on her way to work.
Okay.
Oh, I knew I had an engine. I told you.
He's on a bus. He's on a bus. All right. You hear Tiffany?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Good.
You know this is my mother.
I know. I forgot.
She
was on the
B12. I forgot
she was
on the
B12. On the air.
We just said pole position.
Tiffany, you never met a dude that you smashed the same night?
I'm trying to move away from the bus now. That should have been on my nerves.
Okay. Girl, did you hear my question, Tiffany?
No, okay. You can repeat it now. Sorry about that.
Okay, have you ever met a dude that you smashed the same night?
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's what
you're
talking about.
See? Where the fuck is my rest of these ratchet ass bitches at, man? Y'all speak up, man.
The thing is, I learned shit like that from my brothers. I got 11 brothers. I'm the only girl and I'm the baby. So, you know, they hit me for shit like that. But, you know, that was when I was younger, though. I'm too old for that bullshit now.
But ask Condoleezza Rice to catch question. Condoleezza.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a guy on the spot and later on that day decided to bless him?
Yeah, for the club. We sure did.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's
like
you.
Say so
much.
He blessed my pockets, too.
Oh, well, now we talking Chinese now. I don't understand no Chinese shit.
So speak English.
Yeah, give me 4-way fried rice now. You pay now.
Wow.
Oh,
that's the only
God.
Thing about these exotic niggas that be in the clubs. They peg everybody as a motherfucking target.
Wow.
Everybody
right.
is not a target.
That's right.
You got to think long range sometimes. Short money is short money. Sometimes you got to think long money.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It is what it is.
It is what it is, but, you know, sometimes you beat yourself out of some stacks.
Yeah, no talk.
I'm
trying to go for that fast money real quick.
Dallas. Is Dallas on the line?
Yes, I'm right here, baby girl.
I sent you a friend request.
I got
and
you, baby.
So, yeah, if somebody want to do a private party or whatever, hit me up. I'm always about my
oh,
money.
Oh, yes, you go. So, listen.
I got you. You're on my archives right now.
I think we're over here with a commercial like Staples.
Hey, listen up. We're going to do a private party at Fayetteville the third weekend in March, all right?
But that's we always in Fayetteville for the third week of March. So you can count that on the calendar as well. But we're going to do something before that anyway.
Okay. Private party ass nigga.
You're not allowed, big homie. Stay your raggedy ass back there and fucking with it.
Yo, once you pull out that cash register, nigga, I don't even want to go.
Oh, wow.
Damn, son, he going to pull out the cash register, homie?
Yeah,
once,
me, son,
I
don't
what,
get down like that, son.
Once they pull out the cash register, I ain't down, nigga. I'm a fucking pimp. I'm not a hoe.
Oh, my God.
We could get down together and get some money, but you ain't never coming up off of me. We could work together.
Go ahead, Big Clinton. Go ahead,
word
Big
up.
Clinton.
We can work together. I'll put you on some lame niggas in a minute with some big stacks.
Oh, my God, man.
When a nigga like me want to fuck for free, get it wild as I can tell it, get it so I can tell it, get it wild as and say, yo, Jay, you can't fuck. I got a lighter cigar now. She done got my post up. She said, now you want a private show? I'm sending you a request. I got to smoke a cigar behind that shit.
Yeah, I love the fact she put the advertising in there, though.
Yeah, like Staples. Like it was nothing. Like it was like Staples. It was like nothing,
yeah,
yo.
She put the advertising in there real quick. I like that, man.
I ain't mad at her, yo.
She's a fucking hustler.
Let me tell you something.
Hey,
I'm real.
Hey,
listen, baby girl, you in Rock Hill. If you and your ladies need personal security, my Denali holds 8, my 40 holds 12, 40 holds 12, I can take y'all jokers wherever the fuck y'all need to be. for a small fee. And you're going to pull up in style, shining. And the dude that's going to be escorting y'all going to be a fish you. Niggas ain't going to try no shit. I'm going to open niggas' heads. It's a good look.
Oh, my God.
Keep that in your mind. Let's get money together. Let's get money together, baby. Help me. Help me. Help you. Help me. Help you. Help me. Help you.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Laffy.
Oh, my God.
So hold on,
it is what it is tonight, y'all. Any other questions you ladies want to ask? Or fellas you want to ask the ladies?
Ask some guys some questions. You want to know some real questions about men? You got the right dudes that ain't going to water it down. They're going to tell you the shit you need to know to better yourself when fucking with men. Ask the questions. We got you. We ain't going to lie to you.
We're going to keep it 100. We keep it 100 on this show.
Okay, I got a question.
There you go.
If you're going to keep it real, how many little dick dudes on the line?
Wow.
Oh, shit, well, I can't keep it real, niggas. I know I'm
real.
Not one. And this is the host.
I don't think she heard that.
I said, I can't speak for the rest of the niggas on the air, but I am a holding.
I hear crickets on this motherfucker. She is real disrespectful. You ain't going to say your pussy is gigantic, is you?
That's always the comeback for a nigga with a little dick. Well, we got to be
listen,
a big coochie.
Listen,
if it's little,
hey,
it's little.
Listen, as disrespectful as I am, my shit cannot be little. I'm the worst nigga on the planet.
Now, I can respect that. I can respect you.
I'm the worst dude on the planet, and I get return calls. And I'm not saying nothing nice to you ever. I'm telling you, sit up and stand. Shut up and suck my dick. Hurry up. I got shit to do.
Come on, y'all. Yo, my lines are flooded right now. If you want to call in and join in the show, please press 1. Whoever calls, whichever girl calls in right now, whichever lady calls in right now from the New York, New Jersey area, and you call in and tell me that you've had a one-night stand with more than one dude, you get 2 tickets to the Jim Jones show that I'm throwing in Long Island at Barrington's Club. At Barrington's, at Hot Park, Long Island. Call in right now to the first lady that calls in and says she's had a one-night stand.
We need pictures, though. You can't say it.
Or I'm going to give a bit of a doubt, a dude and a girl calling right now. I'm going to give you 2 free passes to the Jim Jones concert at Barrington's in Hot Park, Long Island. Please call in right now.
We need pictures, though.
Move it. Yeah. Hold on. Got it. Listen, I'm going to figure it out. We're going to interview him. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, we gotta have pictures with the dick in your mouth with a newspaper. With the dick.
Like I said, y'all, my lines are flooded. I'm gonna give 2 tickets to the next caller that's calling from the Tri-State area to see Jim Jones live in concert at Barrington's Club. Please call in right now. You got 2 free tickets in Hot Park, Long Island. You got 2 free tickets.
Hey, Dallas, you ever smoke one of these Rocky joints?
Rocky Patel?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm fucking with one of them right now. This shit is smooth as hell, yo.
Yes, sir. Yes, you talking to a cigar smoker player, a Rocky Patel.
That's why
I asked you.
I can't ask nobody else.
Make sure we're on the same page, baby.
No question. I ain't trying to call you out. I'm going to show you. You know me. I ask questions, nigga.
He said I ain't trying to call you out.
Where my caller at? Y'all scared asses, call in right now. Please press 1. Tell me you met a nigga in the club and smashed the same night with him and his homie or him and a chick or whatever. I want to hear a wild-ass story. I'm going to give you 2 free tickets to the Jim Jones concert.
Smash that lady's question. When y'all fuck with a dude, and I guess y'all know each other so well that y'all ain't protected, Do you get disappointed when he pull out and bust in your face? Would you rather have that inside you? Like, I'm serious.
Oh,
I'm serious.
That's not a joke.
Wow.
Yo,
I had a chick tell me, you wasted that. You know, I like that in me. You know, that was a real question.
Oh, no. Well, I don't need that in my face. My complexion is pretty okay.
It's supposed to be good.
Who said that?
Though.
Who said
Tiffany.
That?
Tiffany.
Okay, Tiffany, gotta look you up.
Yeah.
But, you know, the chick told me, she said that, you know, when you pull out and you do anything else besides thrash it, when you come in and you thrashing it, it's the best part. So when you pull out and don't give her the thrashing, she felt robbed. That's why I asked the question.
When we about to splash,
you know, that's the best part right there. That's 15 strokes. When you're splashing, is the best 15 strokes.
I ain't gonna lie. I hate pulling my shit out.
Unless it's going straight in your mouth. Unless it's going straight in your mouth. Unless it's going straight in the mouth.
Yeah, that's the fucking worst.
Yeah, because I don't do no jerking off. I don't want your hands on my dick. Period. I don't put my hands on my dick. I don't want your hands on my dick. Fuck it up.
Yeah. Oh,
ain't nothing sexy about a hand, but a mouth, that's a different story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what kind of manicure you got. That shit ain't going to work.
Not even if they long nails.
I wouldn't give a fuck if that shit had diamonds on it. Open your mouth, motherfucker. Get that shit out of here.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nothing sexy about a hand. Not mine, not yours. ATM.
Where's my scary-ass callers that scared to call in?
This is too much for them, dog.
It's too much for them?
It's too much. And we cannot keep a conversation straight. They know we're going to start off talking about school teachers, and at the end of the night, we got a dick in their ass.
Hey, I just got that call. What's y'all talking about now?
Who was that? Who said that?
Chris.
Who?
Someone said dick in the ass. He came back. Chris.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. What's up, Chrissy, baby? We lost you, baby.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You was out sucking dick or so? What was you out there doing?
I wasn't sucking no dick. Not tonight.
Not tomorrow. Not yet. The night is
still early.
Don't eat pussy, though. Who said they don't eat pussy? The nigga that thinks you're going to suck a dick and eat pussy?
I said I don't.
Oh, she said she don't. But the night is early. You might tell me before the night is over. 20
minutes.
Huh?
20 minutes.
Yeah, you might find that one.
That twenty minute joker told me to make sure I have my bank card with me. That shit just made my dick go.
Wow.
Yo, my lines are crazy, and you scary ass mofos is scared to press one. Please press one. Or are you scared to talk to me and my homies?
They scared of big homie. They no big homie on this motherfucker.
Y'all can call in and say something.
They no big homie on this motherfucker. They scared of motherfucker call big homie on this motherfucker.
Big homie.
Y'all green. We took it easy.
You heard it, right? She said nobody scared of big homie.
Listen, we green. Y'all green. We took it easy on y'all today. Before y'all came on, we had a conversation and said, don't scare these little niggas. But next week, sign on. Y'all come back next Monday. We're going to give y'all a real deal Holyfield.
Mm. Oh, man.
I want
to
see what the real deal is. I like the real deal better than the bullshit.
This motherfucking chicken is so serious.
Hey, listen, y'all. Listen, y'all. I'm going to jump out the fucking window. Hold on. I have Rachel. Rachel, you on the air? Rachel, are you on the air?
Hello.
How you doing, Rachel?
I'm fine. Ain't nobody scared to call in. Y'all just so crazy.
Is this the regular Rachel that calls in every week, baby?
This is the regular Rachel. I wanted to say hello to you.
Oh, well, you
guys.
Can't win no tickets. Okay, I just want to make sure you can't win no fucking tickets.
Why can't I win tickets?
Because you regular ass Rachel. Because you regular ass Rachel. You don't get nothing
to do.
Regular
ass Rachel.
You see that, Rachel?
Listen, regular ass Rachel.
I love you, Rachel.
Hi. I just wanted to call and say hello and how crazy y'all are, and I've got to. You know what? People just have to love y'all.
Hold on. Is this that same Rachel that was rolling with Bill?
Yeah.
This is Rachel, the original Rachel, yeah.
Yeah, regular ass Rachel.
I like listening to you guys.
That's my boy right there.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, hold on, Big Rachel.
Welcome back, Rachel.
My next caller that presses one and says hello and speaks to the family, I'm going to give you two tickets because the rest of you motherfuckers are scared to say y'all did a menage a trois.
Yeah, maybe it's Jim Jones. Maybe they don't give a fuck about Jim Jones.
I'm
going
to give you two free tickets to the Jim Jones concert.
Jim Jones? I might do a menage a trois for that. Where would I do it?
Bubble fuck Carolina. You can't do that, baby.
You come right up here just for that, huh?
Yeah, you'll come right up here and yeah. You can come up here and do a menage a trois with me and then watch the Jim Jones show.
We can do it after Jim Jones show.
Huh? We can do it after Jim Jones show. We're having the Buck Fuck Slam
2012. The what?
We're having the Buck Fuck Slam 2012.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I'm down.
She said,
all right,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't discourage her. Don't discourage her, nigga. Be quiet.
She ain't wrong.
Who ain't wrong?
Rachel.
Okay, all right. Just check it. Just make sure we're all on the same page here. My next caller, my lines are flooded. My next caller that calls in right now, you got two free tickets to the Jim Jones concert at Barrington's at Hot Park, Long Island. In Hot Park, Long Island.
This shit is too scary for these niggas, yo. This shit is way too scary for...
It's too scary for them,
for the average motherfucker, yo.
I'm average and I'm not scared of y'all.
Who's you that regular way to?
That's Marie. That's Marie, I think, that said that. That's you, Marie? That's 20 minutes that said that.
You're dying out laughing, yo.
Rachel
heard
that. Or Rachel said that.
Yeah, I knew that was regular ass
Rachel. Yeah, I know how crazy.
Who had
that
kid
was
that?
That's not my kid. That's not Rachel's kid. Rachel's got grown kids.
Somebody don't whoop their kid ass on radio. You can't be spanking your kids on radio. You don't have evidence, right?
Where my girl Tiffany at?
I'm right here.
Just making sure you're still there, baby. Just making sure you're still there, baby.
You know.
I'm just making sure you're there, baby.
Right. With them 45 G's and shit.
Shut up.
You'll be like, hustle man, it's going to cost you 45 G's, money.
This nigga's retarded, man.
It's hereditary.
Oh,
everybody
shit,
in the family
that
got big racks? Bigham?
Yep.
That means you can't go in there. Her house, her family union, soon as you got to the door, you're going to be thirsty. Fucking mouth going to get dry for no fucking reason. Like, God damn, I'm thirsty in this motherfucker. Can I borrow a titty? Just one titty?
Hey, Rachel.
Yeah.
How come you always call in the last 15 minutes of the show? You really is a scared ass. You know that?
I'm a what?
A scared ass. You always call in the last 15 minutes of the show. Huh?
I was scared I wouldn't call.
You call last 15 minutes. You can't stand a half hour of these fucking wolves on here.
Well, I've been listening in for a while.
That's what I just said, but you pressed one of the last 15 minutes. You a smart
ass.
You smart.
I got to show my love to my guys. I got to show my love to y'all.
You smart, baby. I like that, baby.
That's what's up.
Smart.
Huh?
You smart, baby. You smart.
Of course I am.
Okay. But I don't want no fucking problems. I don't want no problems with these motherfucking hounds. They already fucked me and Bill up one time.
Y'all didn't mess me up, but we had it out a little bit. But you know what? We all cool right now, and I'm showing my love to y'all. That's how I do.
Oh, my God, man.
fucking retard.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, man. So, Picasso, man, what's up with your show, man? Let's talk about your show that's coming on Wednesday, man. What's up with your show, big dog?
Well, listen, my show ain't nothing like y'all's show. Y'all off the hook, and I'm loving it. Yo, for having you on here. So, yeah, you laughing, yo. Yeah, listen, this is let me say to y'all something. Dallas,
what,
and man? Homie. Well, wait, hold on. Dallas and the homie, they have the raunchiest show on our network. Let me explain this to y'all. If y'all don't understand, because see, y'all don't see the demographics that we see on how the show's doing. Dallas has the highest, and I'm putting Big Homie too. And Big Homie too, because Big Homie definitely sets it off. So hold on. Dallas and Homie got the biggest, raunchiest crowd from out of the whole network. You know there's something I had to get quiet. The only reason why I had to get quiet, because listen, when these niggas go at it, they go at it, and they be letting everybody have it. But every now and then, I got to show that love, because those are my dudes. And the whole nine yards. Now, my show on Wednesday night, listen, I ain't going to even lie to you. It's going to be, you know, I can't do all that shit y'all do. Y'all be going in on people. My show can lay back, play a little bit on, teach, shit, talk, I mean, politics, everything else like that. No, try to keep it real mellow. But y'all, on Mondays, listen. And ladies, I want to tell y'all this too, yo. Thank you for showing my boys the love that they need, because all jokes aside, we all need that love. Now, if you could leave your telephone number with the football operator, we would really appreciate that. Let you know, we would really appreciate that.
You had to slide that fucking number in there right quick.
Oh, yeah. Listen,
can we call
listen.
Into yourself?
Yeah, I can call into all the shows. We love that.
What do we have to do? Can we not talk or...
No, Picasso show is Wednesday. You call and listen, you know, request a song dedicated to somebody, you know. And he gonna ask a sexual pew question.
Yeah, we put it
but
on
not
the
too not explicit as me though.
Yeah.
No show that is as explicit as the Dallas show.
That is correct. That is
cool. But why you gotta put me on the bus at the same time though? Not as explicit. Y'all say like it's a bad thing or shit, man.
That's a beautiful thing. But, yeah, Diva, I mean, I love your show, man. You be having me scared to call in sometimes. You and home
on,
man.
Cut that out,
gonna,
man.
Come on, man. Y'all be having me on the ropes. Real sure. Y'all be having me on the ropes. I ain't going to even lie to you. I'll just be listening. I'll be scared to press someone like everybody else.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I guess these motherfuckers are scared to call. Where my girl Tiffany at, man? Tiffany, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You my only caller that's in the Tri-City area that's on this air right now. I'm going to give you a ticket to my Jim Jones show, baby. You're going to get a ticket tonight.
Yes.
You my local caller. Everybody else is from West Double Fuck. So you're going to get a free ticket tonight to see Jim Jones. And my switchboard operator. Please pull her to the side and give her information. Get information and make sure she get that ticket.
That's what's popping.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Congratulations,
Bigums.
Hey, yo, hold on, yo, stop. And, yo, you know we will be looking out for you when you come here that night, right? You better let yourself be known because we will all be there.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
It's an all black affair, baby. So
that's right.
You got some sexy black shit on now.
I'll make sure it's nice and low cut. You know.
Oh, okay. Show them breasts. That's what I'm talking about.
So God has got somebody to take home for that night, huh?
Huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah, so out of order. Yeah, so out of order. I'm a lady.
Hey, the show is October 20th. It's October 20th, baby. So make sure your calendar's free for that night, all right, baby? October 20th.
All
right. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Great motherfucking show tonight. Great motherfucking show tonight. I must say, where my country ass callers at? Where my country girls at? Oh, my God, man. Hey, that's what I'm going to do. Hey, where my girl Chris at? Chris, you there?
This thing right here.
You there, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Yo. If y'all don't know, Crystal is my friend on Facebook, right? And she just put this picture up a couple of hours ago, what she's cooking tonight, whatever the fuck. Chris, you can take that shit and give it to whoever you want. Just don't bring that shit to me. This girl is making motherfucking turtle
Stu.
That was my sister.
You is countryer than a motherfucker. You hear me?
That was my sister. I don't need that bullshit. That was my sister.
Oh, that was your sister that had this. Same
yes,
shit, though.
That was her nasty
Turtle
ass.
Fucking Stu?
Yes, Turtle Stu. That's what them nasty bitches eat.
How many motherfucking turtles you got killed for Stu, though?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't eat it.
Man, y'all can have that shit, man. Turtle shit?
That's
man, yo, I had...
That shit sounds crazy.
Yo, I had... I went to Nathan's and had frog legs. I had one bite and put that shit in the garbage, man. I couldn't fathom the thought of eating this nigga's frog's legs. But look at that shit. Looks like a nigga
you
leg fried.
The frog.
I could not fathom eating that shit, man.
And it stinks like hell.
Well...
I had, I know what I had. I had some alligator, some fried alligator. That shit was good as a motherfucker. Like nuggets.
Oh,
nigga, I fried some motherfucking alligator legs. Couldn't eat that shit, dude.
That tastes like chicken wings.
No, this shit looked like his real fucking leg. I could eat that shit, man. This shit was like balled up, fat on the top, skinny on the bottom, and a little foot and shit. I couldn't do it, man.
He cooked a turtle.
Oh my God, man.
Turtle soup.
You not eat, you need that turtle, you not eat that turtle soup, baby?
No, I don't eat that bullshit.
How about you, Marie? Marie, you eat that too, Marie? Marie,
she can't answer that.
Marie, you can't answer that question, Marie? Yeah, she's gonna answer that shit.
Who's preparing it?
Huh? Who's preparing it?
Yeah, who's preparing it?
I'm just saying, just eat it, period. A fucking chef's preparing it, a chef.
Oh, a chef, a well-known chef?
A chef, a great, you know, one of the top chefs in the United States.
Okay.
Would you eat it?
All right. Sure.
Yeah, that shit. You sound like you fucking right now, Marie. You fucking?
Damn, I work so far that I've been on the line for 2 hours with y'all, and I'm just getting to work.
Wow.
Did you give my lady the information for your tickets, baby?
She said as soon as she gets them in hand, she'll call me back.
So she what? Right. Get us off the air?
She gets them in hand, and she'll call me and get all my information.
Okay, she got your phone number and all that stuff to call you back?
Yes, she
okay.
does.
Just making sure we're on the same page, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, you owe me a picture for you owe me a picture of them big ass titties. It's my number 646. Oh my God, man.
Yeah.
With my girl. Hold on. I got. What the fuck? Fucking out on my damn. My computer's bugging out right now. Ooh. Okay, my next call, I have 3L. Are you in the air, baby?
Yes, I am, sir. How are you?
How you doing, sweetie? How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Did you see my topics for tonight, baby?
No, I'm just tuning in right now.
Did you see them?
No.
Okay, tonight's topics are...
Okay.
Question number one. What is the one thing that would make you stop your mate from having sex with you? If you know what thing that what's the one thing that would turn you off? What is the one thing that would turn you off when during
breath.
Sex that would turn you completely the fuck off?
Breath.
What is it? Breath?
And odor.
Breath would turn you to I'm pretty sure.
Balls,
turn you.
No hairy balls, everything has to be shaved.
Okay. Okay. Well, shit, that's a plus for me. I keep my shit shaved. I'm a little wild out for a little while, you know, if I ain't getting no action. But once I'm about to get some action, I shave them bitches clean off.
I hope so.
Huh?
But I hope so.
You hope so, you said?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, women got to keep their shit clean all the time, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
So, you know, that's only right.
What is that?
Yeah.
Well,
I got a good spend tonight, okay?
And topic number two was, is sex mandatory during foreplay?
Say one more time.
Is oral sex mandatory during foreplay?
Yes, it is.
For both or just for you?
For both.
Okay. Okay, okay.
Okay, okay.
Are you an initiator or you have like for him to initiate anything?
Am I an initiator?
Are you an initiator? Do you like to start the session or does he have to start the session?
I'm gonna
say
he was here.
Say that again, baby.
One more time, say it again because I can't hear you.
I said, are you the initiator or does he have to initiate it?
Yes, I am.
Who is back there washing dishes? I got good fucking ears. I got great fucking ears, man. Oh my God. Well, that's good for you, baby. Good for you, baby. That's the only thing that would turn you off? How about if his, as my girl Maria would say, his dick kept coming out the pussy?
Ew.
How you gonna say ill?
She said ill.
Everything gotta be shade.
So that would turn you off, baby?
Yes, sir, it will.
Why would it turn you off? Is this shit too small?
What?
Is it too loose?
Oh no, everything is tight. Everything.
Well, you ain't sound too sure about that though.
Like, you stumbled on that answer, baby.
Yeah, you kind of wasn't too sure about it. Is it tight or is it loose?
No, it's tight.
It's tight, okay.
Where you calling it from, 3L? Where you calling from, baby?
I'm calling it from Newark, New Jersey. Oh, Newark,
New Jersey. Oh, shit. Okay, okay.
Wanted to show and give my support.
That's what I'm talking about. I love you for that, baby. How did you hear about my show tonight?
Through a friend.
Okay. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good, baby. I have a caller that's in the queue. Please let my caller get in the air. We got 4 minutes left. Let her get in. I know she got some shit she want to get off her chest. Let my caller in.
Call ain't
it?
Hello?
My new caller, you on the air, baby? My new caller, you on the air, baby?
I guess they ain't fit it.
She's about to come on. She got 3 minutes left. We're gonna let her get a little shit off her chest, you know, and give a shout out to the peoples, you know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to the peoples right now.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, is this my new call? This my girl Kia right here?
Yes.
What's up, sweetie?
Look, my phone called me. I'm sorry, I got late. I got held up in a meeting.
Okay. Well, you got a few minutes left. You know, we got a few minutes left on the show, like 3 or 4 minutes left on the show. Did you hear what our topics were earlier today? Did you listen to the show at all or no?
I just missed the last 5 minutes of it when I was trying to get back in the queue or whatever.
Okay, 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 okay. So, what's your thoughts on that last topic, babe?
The last topic was what, Seth? I'm sorry.
You're breaking up, baby. You're breaking up.
You got it. I'm up in the hills.
Who the hell is washing dishes in the background, man?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's a very good question. Who is that? For the whole show, they've been washing dishes. How much dishes you got?
You must got a lot of fucking dishes in your house.
Yeah, how much dishes you got? The whole show you've been doing this?
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. So, Kia, baby.
I'm sorry. This is every Monday at the same
yes,
time?
Yes, every Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 9. Every Monday from 7 to 9. And you know what? You would probably want to call in tomorrow's show. Which I'm not the host, but I have another host. And it's right up your alley. It's sports, baby. So we talk about football every Tuesday. And I know you're a big-ass Steelers fan. So I know you want to call and get your shit off your chest.
I'm gonna talk back up. I'm gonna need some stress on that one.
Okay, okay. Well, you make sure you call the next Monday early, baby. We need you on here early.
I'm definitely gonna put you on the call. I'm definitely calling the next Monday at
7. At 7 o'clock. We got 1 minute left, so we might just end the show right now. Yo, tonight was a great show. Thanks for all my callers, my regulars, Mark, Big Homie, Rachel, Good Hygiene, and my new callers. Oh, my old, my old callers, Tiffany from Brooklyn. My new callers, Shelly, Chris, Marie, and shit, that's my new callers, right? That's my three callers right there. Yes, Shelly, Marie, Chris. Yes, there it is. My homeboy, Picasso, please call
all
in
day,
on the show on Wednesday.
All
listen
day.
To my man. Please give you a shout-out, request your song. And, you know, his show is the same as mine, but with a little more...
Be just a little grown and sexy with it, that
yes, is. Yes, a little bit more grown and sexy. Mosh a little wild and ratchet, you know what I'm saying? Tuesday's show is sports, you know what I'm saying? Friday is a wild-out show, everything included, you know what I'm saying? We got the topic of discussion. We have the new artists coming out and all that stuff.
Right,
Sunday we
right.
have Spiritual Sunday. It's calling in...
That's what you need some Jesus in your life.
You need
yeah.
Jesus in your life. You need to call in on Sunday, baby. Call in on Sunday, and then call back in the next Monday. For me, the wildest show in the fucking land, your host,
that's
Seth
right.
Dallas, GQ Palace, baby, Love Life Loyalties. It's been real. See y'all next Monday, 7 o'clock. Woo, woo!
Cause it can't 91 premium. bank. I deposit that dick to call it a sperm bank.
Shut up.